Blog Talk Radio.
Your body in a million ways.
Nobody ever makes me feel the same when I'm with you. Watch it up nice and slow. In the back, ooh, I'm about to lose control. Cause you're my new, don't hold back, let it go. What did that head do?
life's one big party. Songs for the day. Let's get it started. Turn up that sound and catch good vibes. Through the sway of the breeze, let it take you to ecstasy. Up, up and away, let it take you away and catch good vibes. Through the sway of the breeze, let it take you to ecstasy. Up, up and away, let it take you away and catch good vibes. Vibes. Catch good vibes. Vibes. Whatever it is that makes you smile as warm as June when it's mid-December, just take it all in. Loving the hue that you exude is such a sweet surrender. Life's short, so please remember, just catch good vibes. Through the sway of the breeze, let it take you to ecstasy. Up, up and away, let it take you away and catch good vibes. Through the sway of the breeze, let it take you to ecstasy. Up, up and away, let it take you away and catch good vibes.
Once again, right before your eyes, to no surprise, it's the man upon two pieces of steel. It's the King Capri, doing this one for Mary J. Blige on the 15th. So we're going to take it uptown with the remix, and y'all get down with me one time, you know what I'm saying?
So here we go.
I don't think they're ready for this.
You like? Don't be scared, come closer. You never saw me like this before, huh? Look.
Everybody, I'm your host, Verla Negra, And I'm joined by my sexy, sultry voice diva, Mrs. VIP. How you doing tonight, Diva?
I'm wonderful, Diva. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm a little chilly. You know, this weather is a little bipolar, but I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. It's like throw on a sweater.
Take it off. Throw on a sweater. Take it off.
I'm good. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, you have just entered the Erotic Love Zone. Listening to Epiphany Radio. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please press that 1 to join us. We love you too. We won't bite, I promise, unless you want us to. I got to give a big shout-out to, well, wait a minute, I ain't finished the introduction. I'm a little discombobulated right now because of the studio acting up and everything else. But this is, like I said, Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Diva, I got my Raw Links on. You got yours on?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to get some more, so I hope Mr. Maddox is ready.
Oh, he's about ready. Whoa, and after hearing you say it like that, I know he's right. He going to get ready if he ain't ready. Speaking of Mr. Maddox, let me give a big shout out and thank you to a very good friend of mine who is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, but he is the CEO of Raw Links. And you can get them over there at rawlinksbraw@facebook.com. And if you can't get them over here, y'all holler at any one of us here in Epiphany. We'll make sure you get to adorn your body with these beautiful pieces of jewelry that my co-host and I speak of. But let me give a thank you and a big shout out to author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Yeah. Diva.
Yeah.
Diva, this topic, I'm loving this topic. Ooh, I love playing. Girl, lordy, lordy, lordy. Yeah. I'm going to ask you the question first, okay, because mine is probably going to be a little bit different. I ain't got nobody, so I'm going to ask you first. If you had to be away from your significant other for a long or short period of time, would you take the edge off or wait until they came back?
Now, let me tell you, in a moment of transparency, ever since I began talking to my now husband, self-love ain't been working. It just has not been working. There have been times where my nipples would just pop up with a blow of the wind or something. And now I'm like, what? I can't, what? Just what? So it's just not effective. I'm like, wait a minute. What? So I guess, I don't know. I guess it just doesn't work without the one you love is there or something. Because I love taking the edge off many times. However, it just has not worked lately, so I guess I'm waiting.
I hear that. Sometimes,
that's something,
because
I have a high sex drive, and it's like, I don't want to wait.
I know. You know what? I can understand that. Yeah, mm-hmm. I can understand that. And what I learned about that, when you can't really, because I have an extremely high sex drive. I got it at bay a little bit, you know. But sometimes I gotta release. But you know what? I found when you have someone and you know that you have a very high sex drive, and there's never really been an issue, when they're away from you, a lot of times your body is so drawn to them and so used to being satisfied and touched by them. The pull is a little stronger, and it's like it doesn't want to be touched by you or some little fake toy or something. It wants that person
that real, that skin to skin, you know what I mean? That smell, the energy, the closeness, everything that they give that your body desires and has gotten used to, you pick up that piece of whatever that material is. I don't know what the name of the material is, but I damn sure know it ain't latex, because I got a latex allergy. But whatever that material is, you know, your body doesn't respond to it like it normally does. Now, mine responds to it every time. Sometimes it'd be like, you gonna pick a bomb because we need to release some shit. But other than that, I've gone through that. You know, you have such a strong, and it's love. It's not just the desire, it's the love that you have for that person. And that, you know, it's not a bad thing, because that really means that you don't have to worry about being drawn to anybody else. Your desire isn't for anybody else. You know what I mean? You lust after your person. And that's a beautiful thing, to lust after your person. I'm trying to tell you.
You all in the piece.
I'm trying to tell you. I'm speaking from experience. Mm-hmm. I'm just one of them people. I've gone through a lot. Okay, and I've learned from my experiences, and I've learned how to describe them, put labels on them, or whatever it is you want to call it. I learned how to break it down, because, all right, I ain't going to get into all of that, but I'm glad you got it. You understand what I'm saying. So, girl, I'm ready for some poetry. What about you? You ready for some poetry?
I sure am. Certainly am.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Yeah. I'm going to let you go first tonight, okay? Because I got to search for something. I really do. I've been preoccupied, so I kind of neglected Tiffany just a little bit. Yeah, no. It's all good, though. It's for a good time.
I understand. Well, this
so
is a
Diva.
Short one, Diva. So
I'm sorry.
Fast.
It's all right. It's okay, so whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called The Wait. The wait for you was a hard one. It humbled me, at times angered me, yet gave me clarity of the love we have. The wait opened my eyes to realize I've matured in saying things I needed to say the right way. The wait kept my integrity, tested me many times, but the most important thing the weight produced was faith, more faith than I believe I was capable of having, faith in you, faith in God. I've kept my solo sexual sobriety, because self-loving wasn't working, no matter how hard a arousal hit. The vows to drink from you only, to love only you, became the best things I ever said, and now the wait is over, and that's that piece.
Diva, you brought love into the erotic love zone. I like it. You know, I'm always, you know, I'm in love with I almost said a different word, but I'm in love with being in love. It's just everything about it, but I love that piece, man. It was beautiful. It was really beautiful. And I appreciate that. So, I got a short one here, but I can give another one a little bit later to make up for it, I guess.
All right. Well, I'm going to step back, and I'm going to shine a spotlight on you. The mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called Affirmations of Life. In a dimly lit room by embers and flames of a fireplace, the sounds from crackling wood of burning logs. He sits, patient with a deep anxiousness, watching her walk towards him. When she reaches him, looking in his eyes, she places a hand on each of his broad shoulders and straddles, sliding down slowly, allowing him to enter her. And she deeply inhales, with her eyes closed from the feel of ecstasy he's inserting. He tells her, I would fall in love with you as often as I could. Just say yes. And as he places kisses on her neck and lips and cheek, holding her tightly, they can feel their souls in a passionate embrace. And he breathes whispered affirmations of life to her body in his native tongue. And that's their peace.
Now, you know what? I love this because it was romantic. And my first thought of how For Real the Poet says, oh, sappy. But it was the right amount of sap and the right amount of romance, the right amount of everything. That was a beautiful piece, Diva. And, you know, see, you and I were probably fans of each other when we first met. But, see, you take it, like I say, I always say that I'm on the ground while you're flying, and we both make each other, through our poetry, see things. But, yeah, I was trying to fly. Because kisses take me away. You know what I mean? Yes.
Absolutely.
But, You know what, Diva? Shall we pull an audible right quick and just say that you can answer the question and even come up with a piece, but if you don't have a piece pertaining to that, bring what you got. How about that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Who do we have in the building tonight?
We got Epiphany's. We got one of Epiphany's hosts. In fact, he is one half host of King and Queen's Quarters. We got ourselves King Atterbury in the building. I think we about to get Lord Atterbury, though. We going to see.
Oh,
how you doing, King? Welcome to the
Erotic
Club.
Ladies, how y'all doing tonight?
All right.
Good.
I'm chilling. Tuning into the good music. And hearing you ladies speak those dope pieces, and like, you know what I mean? So, you want to always get inspired when the diva's in the house.
I hear that. So, Diva, you want to ask him the question, or you want me
to? You know, I think I will. Hey, King, if you had to be away from your significant other for a long or short period of time, would you take the edge off or wait until they came back?
So you're asking the question if I would self-enhance?
It,
or would
you,
I just
wear Palm Sunday, whatever.
Yeah, Mary Palm and her five sisters. You call it what you want. You
hey,
know.
Now. Hey, they call it what you want.
I just have to wait for that moment to, you know what I'm saying, really be right there on the timeline, you know what I'm saying? So I'll let the poetry speak for itself, you know what I mean?
Oh, thank you. Let's get off the stage, Diva, and put the spotlight on him.
Absolutely.
Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you, ladies. This piece I titled Work in Progress. Picture in a frame with no words. It's been a couple of weeks and a few days with my signature the same. Put the clock down, also the calendar, which reminds me of your departure. What's left with me is the sound of your voice that is memorized by my ears, wondering to myself if I stepped outside with a random. Too many of them sweet hellos that press against my conscience. Should I self-please? Nah. Should I entertain where a flirt be? By default, turn into a personality, I open up the Lord's door. Even the video chat that is time to time doesn't ease what I really need. Perhaps the shorty that want to corner me can release what's complicating me. Lay a woman, splash a lady, that curl my hunger, bringing out the inner monster so I can later play the victim. Desire is a motherfucker, waiting on my main squeeze. Yes, I'll go to sleep, and as my heart rate slows down. Then again, if I sin against the trust, what we discussed back when, my revolving eyes that had some hypnotized with a look that said, what's up? So as I contemplate what I really hate, so I release the vow until she comes back to me. I, too, face the here and now. Lord.
Wow.
Breezy, you grab that.
Hey. Two-faced here and now. Well, all right. You know, my diva and I would always tell each other, you know, that last line, you know, that last line holds a little weight. But that was dope, and I liked it.
Thanks.
But I kind of like your answer, too, hitting y'all in the head. What you got for that, diva?
You know what? I'm a fan of yours, King. Always have been. And this piece right here is no different. And I agree with what you say. It's the here and now. Now I choose to get my shit off regardless. Okay, it don't matter. But you know, I don't judge people. I mean, it's about choice. If you choose to give in to, you know, give yourself a little self-gratification until your person comes home, it's all good. I'm going to give you a little story. You know, I know I ain't going to go into that right now. I'm not going to go, but I dug the peach. I really, really did. I did. I think it was.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
It's all right. It's all right.
Well, you know,
I thought you were going to give us the lady's name. Huh?
I will spin the block.
All right, we gonna hear that one you meant to spit last night.
Yes, I will.
Okay. All right, that's what's up. That'll work. But before we let you skate out of here and going over there to the Love Lounge, you know we got Kalinda over there. She's still over there. She been on vacation for a little bit. She's back, and she's waiting to
I
get to work.
To you.
So you know. But before we let you go on over there, can you tell everybody what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio's universe? And you got a little something going on outside of Epiphany, too. So let us know. What's up?
Yeah. So Monday night in the Epiphany universe at 9 p.m., King and Queen's Quarters. Enjoy some good music, some good poetry, and conversation.
Mm.
Me, myself, Queen Simmons, and also yourself, LaPrell, filling in for when the Queen's not there. On Tuesdays, myself, Poetry Corner, Eastside Connection, with my brother, Van Meadows, at 8 o'clock, well, excuse me, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time, as we talk that talk and that barbershop talk, walk the walk and talk the talk. You know what I mean? That's on the Let's Talk Network. So, yeah. Out here, you know what I'm saying, doing some things. You know what I mean?
I know that's right.
That's what's up.
I know
that's a great show, too. I love it.
Absolutely. Yes, it is. I enjoy the topics and watching the discussion take place. It's all right, you know. Thank you very much for that, King. Yeah, you say you're going to stick around and spin the block, and we just might do that. I'm going to send you on over there to the Love Lounge. Grab yourself a drink.
All right.
Sit back.
Yeah,
your feet up.
I need an iced tea for that next piece. I'm like...
That's what's up.
One love, one mic.
Oh, diva. Oh, my goodness gracious. I wanted to say, what was I saying? It's like this. The only way that I wouldn't, if I had a person, right, and they were a wife, the only way that I wouldn't do the self-gratification is one or two reasons, okay? Like I was saying earlier, your body just not responding to you playing around anymore because of your connection to your person. Or if, you know, we had that kind of relationship where he talked to me and he was like, baby, just wait until I get home because I want all that. You know what I mean? And it kind of...
As a matter of fact, I do.
Yeah, it messes with it just a little bit. It was like when I used to go out with this particular guy, he would like mess with himself a little bit, you know. And the purpose he would do that before he came and picked me up was so he could last longer. But other than that, other than that, I'm gonna get my shit off. Plain simple. I couldn't do it because when I was married, my husband took all my damn toys, and you know, I don't know what it was. Maybe it was the narcissist in him. But other than that, I get my shit. You know. Mm-hmm. But Diva, are you ready for this next caller? This next party.
Where's my water? Dadgummit.
God, wait a minute.
I am ready.
Where's my jigger? Oh, that's an empty bottle. Yes. Where's my water?
He always has to get water before he comes on.
Mm-hmm. I'm learning. Yes, I'm learning.
Mine.
All right, here
I know,
go.
Right?
Here you go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Is you ready? Let's open up this microphone.
I'm ready.
Poetic. Hey, Poetic. Welcome
Poetic.
To the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
Hey, hey, hey. Mrs. VIP, the Pearl, the Nectar. Hey, Adrian. Hey, Danya.
What? Oh, God.
Hey, Danya. How you doing? I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful.
Glad to hear it.
I'm good.
I know you're
now.
Wonderful.
I'm good.
Yeah. Good, good.
Diva, it's your turn to ask him. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord. Okay, Poetic. If you had to be away from your significant other for a long period of time or a short period of time, would you take the edge off or would you wait until they came back?
Well, since we're being transparent tonight, I hate masturbating. It takes too long.
Okay.
So I would definitely wait.
Okay. All right now.
Without question.
Okay.
That's fair. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can dig it. I can dig it. All right. So, Poetic, what did you bring?
I'm explaining it in my piece.
Okay. That's what I want. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to get down off the stage and I'm going to adjust the spotlight. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. The title of the piece is called We Simply Must. I refuse to take the edge off just because you're away. See, I want to expose you to how and why I've missed you each day. The level of lovemaking and combined nastiness that will fill the atmosphere when you return will be extreme pleasurable bliss, and I will not rest until you feel the level of abstinence I've had to endure with a total horny magnitude with great resistance. The urge to touch myself was greater than any feeling I've ever had. The way I had to resist made me mad because I wanted to be so bad. But the choice I had was to wait patiently until your return. Or please myself until I busted a hard nut with eroticism to burn. Thankfully, I'm full of passion that I don't want to waste on a solo session, nor cheat on you with myself in a solo mode. No way. I'll wait for our joint session where we can combine pheromones and juices in a sexual code, a code of conduct that porn stars would need to take note. The ability to just kiss you seductively after your trip could make me the GOAT. I mean the greatest of all time because I practiced enough restraint to just wait for you as I seduced all of your missing lovemaking episodes right out of your mind and into reality so we can find this masterful harmony as we indulge in lovemaking ecstasy and divulge unto each other a unique pattern of extreme lust where we simply must just fuck. For the mind of Poetic.
Whoa. Damn.
I kind of gassed. I forgot I was on mute. I kind of gassed at the end. Like, what? Oh. Mm. Diva, you got this.
Yo.
No. No.
That was hot. Mm-hmm. That was hot.
Okay.
Okay, Tony. Okay.
Well, dude.
That's all right. Wait a minute.
Right.
I wasn't ready.
Just a little
that's
something I toyed with today.
Ooh.
Okay. Okay.
Mm.
That was, wait a minute. There's a lot in here. What did you say?
I almost choked on my water.
All of what? Wait a minute. You said you was going to take a kiss all of the something out of her. Damn.
Oh. let's see. That's... Where was that line? Kiss away all of her. Hold on.
Yeah, that part.
That part.
Damn.
After enough restraint to just wait for you as I seduced all of your missing lovemaking episodes right out of your mind.
Oh, well, wait a minute, though. Why did he have to say the F word? Come on, now.
Oh, because the whole piece.
I ain't going to lie.
Okay, so the whole piece was very sensual and very loving, very endearing. Mm. And at the end, you just had to know the end was going to just be where we were going to be. I mean, yeah, we're going to do all of that stuff in between. But we definitely getting it in without question.
Oh, yeah. Well,
that was the ending.
I was trying not to fall off and choke on the water, but okay.
I froze. I was in here doing something, and I was like, "What?"
I know I did too. It was like, "Yeah, fucking hold up now." Wait a minute.
That was a beautiful piece. Yeah,
hot,
that shock,
sensual, all that.
Appreciate it.
See, I'm gonna stop that. Yes.
That was a big fall. Don't use that ending too often, though. We can't handle that comment.
Ooh, I know, really. I don't think I can handle that.
Listen. What you think is gonna happen? If you're not pleasuring yourself, and when that person finally comes home, all of that's going to happen. And,
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
It is. Yeah. It is. I'm just saying, that was a shocker.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was reminiscent of a certain poet, Lord.
You know, I'm already there.
Mm-hmm. Already there. Lord. All right. Well, your favorite bartender is back there. And you don't mind.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Now, see, you got to press in the red button.
I wasn't
going to
let him go.
Okay, because later on we're going to need to bring you back for something else. But right now, can you just let everybody know what you, this you, got going on in the world of Epiphany Radio's universe?
It would be my
pleasure.
And
you got a little something going on outside of it, too. Yeah.
Definitely. Join co-host my brother, J-Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic, tomorrow night for the Get Down. Y'all not going to want to miss this show. I think J-Rob wants to be mushy and sappy tomorrow.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so stay tuned. You know, we've had a conversation about the show for tomorrow, and I really think it's going to be really, really sappy.
Nope.
Yes, for real. As for real, the poet like to say, baby, nope. Baby, take your socks off. that's what I've got going on at Epiphany Radio.
But
now, outside of it, I'm getting there. Did you like that long pause? You like that pause? Okay. All right. So, on Tuesday nights at 7:30, with my man, Epiphany's own King Atterbury, we do Let's Talk Poetry Corner, East Side Connection, where we had that barbershop talk, you know. And the topic is, what's your preference, to be wanted or needed? So come on through.
Wow.
Send us some questions
like
in
that.
The chat when you come one out, and let's chop it up, barbershop talk style.
That's what's up.
7:30.
That's what's up. I'll be there listening. All right, Poetics. I'm going to send you on over there to the love line. He's coming. Damn. All right,
I'm
go on over there.
She's not
going to
be too happy with the conversation tonight, but, you know, it's okay.
Well, she'll be all right. She'll be all right. Yes, she will. Just take it easy on her, okay?
I'll tell her that King Atterbury would be able to come for her, or J-Rob, you know, or somebody will come for her. So
she just snatched that rose out her head. Lord, I ain't got a nickel in that dime.
Man. All right.
She just took a shot. Yeah, go on over there and break it down real easy.
Let me go break it down real easy.
One love, one mic.
Diva, my goodness. Let me take a little patient identification break, and we'll be right back.
Please.
All right?
All right.
Tiffany Radio.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. This is the Erotic Love Zone. I'm your host, La Pearl La Negra, and I am joined by my beautiful, sexy, sultry voice diva, Mrs. VIP. Ooh, diva. It don't get no better. You see what's coming up next?
Oh, my goodness. I still have my water on hand. I'm going to keep on
trying. I ain't heard this one in a minute, but we ain't got no choice. We can't run from it. Let's open up this next microphone to C-34 Music. Hey, C-Double, welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing?
Miss VIP and La Pearl and Negra, I'm doing well. How are you doing tonight?
Good.
Yes. Long time no hear from. How you been?
I've been working. I've been doing well. I love your poetry. I'm going to combine your poetry into a two-in-one. Put some music behind. And
we'll
see how it works.
You are definitely a fan of it, for sure. I'm looking forward to hearing it. All right, that's what's up. For sure.
Thank you.
C-Double, it's good to hear from you, but my diva has a question to ask you.
I'm willing to answer it.
Okay. Well, C-Double, if you had to be away from your significant other for a long or short period of time, would you take the edge off or wait until they return?
Can't make a whore or a porn star into a housewife, so
I
believe in conserving energy now that I've gotten older. So that way, when she comes home, she gets all of me. and I don't have to sound like babyface yodeling.
Right, right.
There you go.
Okay. Well, that'll work. That will definitely work. So, C-Double, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight? Because we know you brought something. And you never disappoint.
Well, let's see what I can find. I'm hoping I can find something.
Okay, well.
You think I'm lonely now? The title of this piece is Waiting Till Tonight.
Well, I'm going to get off the stage. I'm going to adjust that spotlight on you. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. A few hours, approximately 8. Feels like a billion tomorrows up here in this motel outside Vegas. I wonder, do you remember that one night in Bangkok when you jumped on top ready to bang my... Hold up just a minute. Just got room service. Which brings me back to me having urges of serving, begging. But my patience has faded. I'm lonely now and I'm failing, trying to wait until the night. Of course I could go to the afternoon strip show, go around the world with a big hope, because gigolos get lonely too. The problem is... Which is not really. Tonight I'm yours. I want to dwell deep inside you until my heat opens your pores. This time apart has made you contagious. Why you gotta be this distant lover? There's something I want to say. In doing this erotic love zone where I explore your erogenous spots. And just so you know, I'm hard. Like a bronze statue in military formation. Standing ovation at attention, ready to release tensions upon your entrance. Until you collect each specimen like well-intentioned medicine. Yeah, I got the power to impregnate you the second you surround my member as you ride me like secretariat. I'm in the winner's circle. But I'm going to wait until the night because you're worth it, being perfectly immersed in you. Wow, you're here already. Came in a hurry. That's that piece.
Well, damn.
Well,
sometimes I forget that we are hosting erotic love zone. And when they come with pieces, and it gets into the eroticism, you're like, damn. You did your home already. You came. Oh my.
I'm like, well, wow. Wow. Yes.
Yes. Never disappoint. Did you just growl?
Of course I did.
Did you just growl?
Do you want an instant replay?
Oh, my word. What in the world?
Okay, you know what, C-Double?
You miss
I am
me.
Writing a book. Of course. What I was trying to tell you was I'm writing a book, and there is a lot of growling from one of my characters in there. And it just, ooh.
Made you think about
okay,
it.
Okay, I forgot what else I was going to say because you went ahead and you growled again and it did something.
Made you want to buy a pack of the pens?
Oh my lord!
It made me. You know, I don't have the best posture. I'm a little lazy when I'm sitting down, but. Child, that make me, it don't mean my spine can't be extended and stiffened straight up, okay? So,
the good thing I didn't do that piece called Slow Wine that I wanted to do last week.
Well, I'll tell you what, we may be spinning the block. If you can find that,
We would appreciate it if you'd hang around and do another piece for us. If you can.
Well, I'll see.
All right.
Did you say that it depends?
Yeah. Yes.
Uh-huh. See, I don't have to chase waterfalls with you. You know that, La Perla Negra.
Oh, God. I know. I know.
He has got to go to the Love Lounge. Heck no.
Yeah. We're going to send you on over there. You got your brothers over there in poetry. Poetic is over there and King Atterbury. Going over there and converse with them. Have a couple drinks or whatever. So, all right, C Double. Thank you very much.
I thought I was going to have a drink with you. You know, I thought that's what I was going to do with you.
We can have a drink later. I'm working right now. We can have a drink later.
Okay. I was just hoping not make you wobble, that's all.
Okey-dokey.
One love, one mic to the both of you.
One love, one mic.
Lord.
He is something else now, ain't he?
He's something. We got another caller. We can open up this microphone to another one of Epiphany's own. We got the second half. Well, one half of the Just Jay and the Just Gina Storm show. I don't know if I said that right, but I'll open up my microphone.
She's here. Hey Gina,
welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing tonight, Diva?
Happy Wednesday, Divas. Yeah, you know, it's one of those things that we're still working out the kinks. So I call it Just Jay and Gina show. He calls it the Just Jay and Storm show. Whatever, it's still us.
Right.
I hear that.
Exactly.
I hear that. How you doing tonight, Gina?
Good, I'm good. I've been having like one of those up and down days, up and down weeks, up and down months. Oh my God, everything is up and down. So it's up and down. I'm just, you know, I'm riding the highs and I'm chilling on the lows.
I hear that. You know, we've been having a full moon for the past 3-4 days now. And when I say full, I'm talking about that bad boy is so close. It comes straight through my bedroom window. And I wake up to it, literally, like, between 3 and 4 in the morning. I'm like, sheesh, is the sunshine
in my butt,
you know? Yeah. And it's a lot of shifting in the energy when these moons are full like this. You know, people be on something else, you know? But it's all right. It's all right. I'm going to ask you the question of the evening, though.
Okay.
If you had to be away from your significant other for a long or a short period of time, would you take the edge off or wait until they come back?
Wait until they come back or take the edge off. Okay, so I'm just going to be honest and transparent. I'm 53 years old, and in the time that I've been alive and a woman who is aware of herself sexually, that's a very small period of that 53 years. But in those years in which I became aware of who I am as a person sexually, waiting would be ideal if I knew when I saw you that you were going to do everything I needed you to do to check every box. I need every T crossed and every I dotted. And let's just say that there was one place that you were lacking. I ain't mad at you. I'm just going to school you so I can help you get to the place that you'd like to be so that I can be satisfied. And if that's not something that you're interested in, then we don't have enough to talk about. So the reality is I will always know my body better than anyone else can. And once I learned me and what it is that I need in order to be satisfied, I don't need a co-pilot. I can fly solo. So until you get back, I got me. And you never have to worry because cheating isn't on my agenda. I feel like people who are in relationships with other people need to be just with their person. And if I feel like I need to outsource, then I just need to be single. So if I take care of me, that's your guarantee that I haven't done anything extracurricular because I'm right here where I'm supposed to be. And I only will do that if I have to. I mean, like, push came to shove. And I'm like, okay, I got myself. But if push don't come to shove, yeah, I can write it out. We can wait for each other. But if, you know, I'm being realistic. There's no point in me lying to you, making you believe that, you know, 100% I can guarantee that I will not strum my own guitar. Boy, bye. I'm going to play a solo.
Yeah, I hear that.
Throw my toes up right quick in your absence. Well, I will call your name when I get to my intended destination. I just need you to understand that I may have to take care of that. And if I don't, yay, winner, chicken dinner. But if I do, just know that my appetite is larger than our distance. So rather than cheat on you, I will take care of me. But I will involve you. I'll call you and say, you know, Vic, I'm getting ready to do the, you know, your dick. What? Yeah. So, you know, go someplace where nobody's going to be in your face so you can listen and or help. But, yeah, I'm not against it. I'm not going to say I'm for it, but if it's a necessity, and it will be implemented. So this is my in case of emergency break glass.
Okay. All right. I can dig that. I can dig that. All right. Thank you for that, Gina. Now, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you got some. We all do.
Yeah, and the funny thing about it was I was going to write something, and then I had a conversation with a couple of my Epiphany brothers earlier this evening, Just Jay, my co-host, and Van Metals, the station manager here at Epiphany Radio Universe. So my brothers and I were talking about, like, in relationships, like sometimes you don't know that you're ready to be booed up until, you know, your hand is forced. So I'm going to do a freestyle that will be reflective of what it is that I'm looking for in a mate. And hopefully my future husband will hear it, and, you know, this time next year I won't be single.
All right, well, I'm going to move out the way. I'm going to adjust the spotlight. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I was thinking about opportunities in which I had to spend nights alone. Those bubble baths that I took when I was the only person here in my home, those showers with the detachable shower head that I would be using here, there, and everywhere when I was feeling naughty or bad. But what I wanted you to understand and appreciate was I didn't need those things in my life. I just needed you, baby. See, I want to be your last first kiss. And if you've never been married previously, I want to be your only wife. And if you've been married two times and divorced like me, I want us to get it right on the third try. See, it just might be our reality that you'll be my last love and I will be your good thing. And we will have our happily ever after. And that's the only thing I'm seeking. So if we are apart due to distance, geography, time zones, work, circumstances, or necessity, just understand and believe one thing for certain, two things to show. I'm not going to give your good thing away, sir. Nobody will be able to put his hand, his lips, his tongue, his fingers, his in my cookie jar. See, I will belong to you from day one and thus far. So whenever we happen to exchange those vows before our Creator and family, friends, I become your bride and you are my groom and we jump the broom. Please know that everything that happened in between was just between me and you. I will not outsource my oaths in life. I will reserve them for you. I want to take a deep breath. Slowly release it and let you know you're worth the wait. And I will not hesitate to give you everything that I have. And I want you to finish your meal because I'm so full, not a snack. I want you to feel like you had a good plate. I want you to have the itis after you finish devouring me so that when you close your eyes, it will be as close as you can be to a rest in peace. You will have that tiny death that people say they experience when they've actually, ooh-wee. And when you wake up in the morning, it will be to the smell of me making breakfast, bringing it to bed so that we can eat together. And my shoulder is where you lie your head. My hand will rest on your heart. And if Pretty was a person, he'd be you. You, sir, will be my dream come true. I will give you all the love that you've ever wanted, expected, dreamed of, prayed for, and know that is your due. Because I've been here expecting, wanting, praying, and needing that in reverse. Because I'm here to break a generational curse. We don't have to get married twice or thrice in order to find a good thing. I want for when my daughter finally jumps the broom and my granddaughters and grandson too, that they will only have one spouse. And I know that it wasn't possible for me, nor for my parents, but that's okay. Because the reality is this, true love, real love, runs deep. Generational curses sometimes take place, but the reason they are broken is because there are people who come in their wake and see the love and the foundation that was laid down and learn from the mistakes. So I'm here to give you everything that you never had before. And I know that you're going to love me the way that I deserve to and more. So no matter what you say, no matter what I do, no matter where we are, we'll always think of each other. I assure you, this love is imperative, the narrative, a necessity, not just the hashtag. It's reality and the love that was due to both you and me. I'm Gina Storm. Thank you for indulging me. In peace.
Wow.
Wow.
Wait a minute. Can we go back to where you said, what would you say, if love was a person, it would be you? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I tell my daughter all the time, if I could pick my own child, she'd still be you. So, yes, if love was a person.
You know
beautiful.
What? That's amazing.
That's beautiful.
This is truly amazing. We chose the same line. That line was in me. Like, when the second I heard it, I was like, what?
That was a beautiful piece. It really, really was.
Yeah.
I like that. Thank you, Gina. Now, before
you, I fight it all the time, and I was like, no, I've been married and divorced twice. I don't need to do it again. But honestly, I got enough love left to give, so I just have to accept it at some point now.
I hear that. But Gina, before we let you skate off over there to the Love Lounge, because it's a lot of masculinity over there.
Right, I was about to say all that testosterone. Yeah.
We need
a lot of testosterone
over there. Can you tell everybody what you got going on in the world of Epiphany Radio's universe? And what you got going on outside?
So tomorrow I'm going to get down with J-Rob and Van. On Friday I'm going to do whatever comes through. And on Saturday, myself and just Jay will be bringing you the show. I always tell people it's not the rehearsal, it's the show. Let's go. This Saturday night, we're going to actually talk about the difference between generations. Like, is there a gap between one generation and the next, you know, X, Y, Z, wherever you fall, millennials, you know, the baby boomers. Is there such a gap that we cannot connect? I'd like to know. So that's the question that we're going to be posing on Saturday night. We're going to do the kitchen on Clubhouse. The host is Wallace Reed, a.k.a. The Elder. I'll be there along with Just Jay, Mama Donna, and everybody else in the Small House family. On Saturday afternoon, that show is at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will be at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Epiphany Network at 319-527-6300. For the Just Jay and Gina Storm Show. You can catch us also on Clubhouse in the living room on Sunday, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we're going to have an interview, which is what most people call a feature, with our own brother Wallace Reed, a.k.a. The Elder, on Sunday and Monday morning. We're going to do the AM drive at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want to start your week off right. And in between then and there, I'll try to be at the Epiphany Universe on Sunday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at the Inspiration Factory with Paul Sampson and Lonzo, because I try to do the most, like really, to get my poet on. So that's what I'll be between now and then.
All righty, Gina, thank you very much. We're going to send you on over there to the Love Lounge. One love,
absolutely.
One mic.
One love, one mic. One love, one mic.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very nice. It was, it was.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's open up this next microphone. Oh, we got ourselves. I forget his pet. What they call him?
Yo! Got the silly going.
The Rakim.
As they will call him, the Rakim of yeah.
Poetry. Yeah. All right, we're going to open up this mic. Kane Spade, welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing all right. Glad to hear y'all.
Yeah.
It's been a minute since I've been over here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it has been.
It's always a pleasure to have you, though, and to hear your voice.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, I know I missed a lot of shows and whatnot, what's been going on. I think I did notice Miss VIP over there. I think you're, if not already, you're getting married and whatnot.
Well, I am already married.
Absolutely. Yeah, she
see,
is
I
now
missed a lot.
VIP. It's all right. It's all right. We still
quite all
got
right.
A microphone waiting here for you, as always.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Not a problem.
Well, before I get into it, I just want to say congratulations to Mrs. VIP.
Oh,
and, you know, I'm definitely glad to hear the both of y'all along with Danielle over there. You know, so... I mean, I'm going to give y'all this little piece I might have done on this show a little while back, but I guess this is refresh your memory.
Well, wait a minute now. We got a question for you. I've got to ask you a question, if you don't mind.
Oh, okay.
All right. Poet. If you had to be away from your significant other for a long or short period of time, would you take the edge off or wait until they came back?
See, y'all be getting a little too personal over here. You know. But,
now, this is the Erotic Love Zone. Kick it in there sometime.
I say, yeah. Yeah. Well, I say I'll do a little bit of both, you know, but I say it's a build up until they come back.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. That'll work. It'll definitely work. So, well, thank you for that answer. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to move down off the stage. I'm going to adjust the spotlight. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. Yeah, the name of this piece is called She Is My Fantasy. When I see her, beauty, being pretty, can't describe. A walking enchantress is my best description. Just one blink of her eyes has me feeling effects of happiness. This is a different kind of high. If you would call this love, then I would only blame her. As she enters my presence, my dreams, my mind, no one else in this world exists as she walks towards me. The only sound I hear is my own heartbeat, a bronze skin, so radiant as if her complexion absorbed the rays of the rising sun. Thoughts of her has got my mind sprung. She's got me thinking, wondering, what is her personality? Is she a princess or is she a queen, as no little girls are allowed in my fantasy? A grown woman with morals, with mutual respect, emotions for me. When I kiss her, she fills me, as sparks ignite every time her heart beats. A true queen who would weather the storm around me. I accept her embrace as all darkness fades. A woman plaguing my mind, my imagination. She is my fantasy. And that's always from DSR. All damn day.
I know that's right. I'm talking about.
Ooh.
Ain't nothing changed. Ain't nothing changed. You always bring the dope poetry. I like that.
Yes, you
love
did.
That. Yeah. Talk to the lady. That's all right. Go. Thank you for that.
You got that cadence about you.
Yeah, you do.
You really do. You have that cadence about you. You really do. The way you present your pieces, you got like first it's like bars, and then all of a sudden it slows down and come on back in and then get you. I'm like, ooh, okay.
Hey, I appreciate that. And I just want to say y'all always start stuff over here at the Love Erotic Zone, whatnot, and I just want to give a quick shout out to Gina Storm. Call her piece right there. She caught me off guard with that. I didn't expect that, Miss Storm.
The storm always brewing. Yeah, and we ain't do nothing. We just open the door for y'all to come through and be yourself. You know, here's what it is.
If you say so.
We ain't did nothing. Man, you want to tell everybody what you got going on in the world of poetry before you skate up out of here?
Nothing right now. I'm just drifting, checking out people formats, different shows. I'm going to be around.
All right, that's what's up, man. Like I said, there's always a little mic waiting here for you. I'm going to send you on over there to the Love Lounge. My Poetic is over there. C-34 Music is over there. Got Gina Storm over there. So go on over there. Grab yourself something to drink. Sit back and put your feet up. Baby, baby. One love, one mic.
Mm-hmm.
One love,
one
mic.
One
love, one
mic. Wow. Mm. Wow, Diva.
You know, if
before
he was a rapper, Diva.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was just saying.
But before we bring in this
next
caller.
Yeah, he was a rapper.
Well, Sam, before we bring in this next caller, I'm going to do another station identifier, and then we'll go over there and
Pat Poetic on the show up again. He probably need a break in here. Bring him back in here. All right.
Tiffany Radio, the for real entertainment network.
Let's love, let's love, let's love, let's love, let's love, let's love.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Erotic Love Zone. I am your host, La Perla Negra, and I'm joined by my sexy, sultry voice diva, Mrs. VIP. Go back over here and see if I can get Poetic's attention. Oh, I don't think he's here. So it's okay. It's all right. Maybe you can give the rundown, Diva, for the evening.
You know what? I think I can. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the rundown for next week or the week ahead. Okay. And finishing up this week, tomorrow night is the Get Down with J-Rob the Wise Son and Poetic. On Friday evening, is that up in the air? Or to be announced?
Yeah.
Okay. And then Saturday is the Just Jay and Gina Storm show. And that's a good show. They have great poetry, and then they ask you where your mind was when you wrote it. And I kind of like that. So Sunday evening is the Inspiration Factory with Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and Alonzo. Monday evening is King and Queen's Quarters with your hosts, King Atterbury and Queen Simmons. And right now, there's another queen in there, La Perla Negra, stepping in for the queen until she gets back. So Tuesday evening is one of Mojave's shows. He just had a dope night with Fly Speak. Was that Fly Speak or The Hidden? I think that was Fly Speak.
It was Fly Speak.
Yes. And then on Wednesday night, we are back in the Erotic Love Zone. So.
All right, D.
Back to you.
Thank
back
you
to us.
Let's open up. Let's open up this next microphone to the other
is
half.
This who I think it is?
Yeah, this is another one of Epiphany's own.
Ooh.
And the other half of the Just Jay and Gina Storm show.
Just Jay.
We got Just Jay. Hey, Jay, welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing?
Hi, Jay. How are you?
Oh, we're about to get this brand straight on our show right quick. It's the Just Jay and Gina show. Yeah, I think branding is very old. Yeah, everybody keep on saying it wrong, and everybody... I think it's just time that we go ahead and make sure everybody's saying it right.
Okay.
All right, well,
like
your co-host said, we're working out the kinks. What an appropriate word.
She said it wrong.
It's all right. It's all right. We're going to work it out. We're going to work it out.
It's
and all it's going to be said the right way. It's all right.
Oh, it's
all right.
We got to stay on brand.
Well,
it really
is.
You want to talk me about brand. Come on, let's go ahead and get it.
Okay. Yeah. Make it do what it does, baby.
Yeah.
I always say,
now we don't flop and fail. And we don't do flop and fail.
There you go.
That's
wrong. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Ain't nothing.
Well, Jay.
It's all about focus.
Are we focused?
All right.
My diva has something to ask you.
Yes, I do. Are you ready for the question?
I'm ready for the question.
Are you still there? Oh, okay.
I am ready for the question.
All right. If you had to be away from your significant other for a long or a short period of time, would you take the edge off or would you wait until they came back?
The answer is, at least on my end, is supposed to always be that I would abstain from that. Okay. The reality of life is that's not an easy thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
If me and my mate were to talk about that before our parting, that would make
mm-hmm.
it a lot easier to go ahead and to do that.
Understood.
And we talked about the rewards of when that happens, what the rewards would be. Sometimes it could be the same thing, that separation apart. And
mm-hmm.
it hit you differently because, you know, you guys were forced apart. Now that you guys weren't trying to be together, some of the circumstances forced you apart. So
mm-hmm.
even if it was the same thing that was to be presented again, it would mean so much more because, you know, during those times where you really got lonely, you thought about your partner, and that's what stopped you from doing it.
Okay.
Okay.
I respect that. Thank you for that. Okay. Now, Just Jay, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you brought something. You never disappoint.
I brought if you hear me, room intergalactically, room sliding. That's what happens when you got multiple devices.
Yeah, I understand. Trust me. Yeah.
Yeah. There it is. I was in here cleaning out my fish tank. All right. This piece right here is a sensual piece, a sensual sensory piece.
Okay.
I'm about to go in.
I'm going
to
move out the way. I'm going to put the spotlight on you. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. What is in the touch? When the fingertips glide over hilly terrain, contours of your melanated Mercator, and these digits are flown by the steady hand of an aviator, leaving behind goosebump flight.
Man, I don't know what that is. Let me see if I can remedy it. All right, go ahead, Jay. I'm sorry.
Your music again.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm just glad y'all can hear it too. All right.
Heard it. I'm like, you can start over.
Gotcha. Appreciate you. What is in a touch? When fingertips glide over hilly terrain, contours of your melanated Mercator, and these digits are flown by the steady hand of an aviator, leaving behind goosebumps like chemtrails. And you, my love, are the theater of engagement. As my sortie of digits fly over your stretched face-down form, and you, naked as the day you were born. Tonight you will sing for me, as your gasp will rip through the air like paper tearing, while you bear your joy audibly, guiding me through the thistle with chirps and whistles. Jungle music. Now that's one of the sweet spoils of war and of my wonder. I wonder, in this quantity, would your melanin truly have flavor? A flavor that only a soldier such as myself should savor. I present a memory stored in my saber. Thoughts of you carried this soldier on firework-filled nights. Now tonight, I am fully bayoneted as I kiss the nakedness of your neck, tasting its slippery, smooth texture. As I snort primal language into your nape, my amphibious assault into your brackish seas, waiting, waiting, waiting in your waters for the right time. You see, I'm waiting for the tide to come in, for only when it's right to come in. Occasionally sipping the marsh waters, because one with the environment is what I've become. Being as patient as a bush that I'm hiding in, observing radio silence, with only contact of gestures and taps, till we reach the point of no return, of when we detonate our explosive ordinances deep into your bunker, and your pillars start to wobble, and like dominoes, your walls collapse, and they start to water, dribbling ambrosia in their delirium.
Wow. Wow. I am such a fan of your poetry, and the way that you spit is captivating. Man, you said one part on there that you snort what? What was that part?
Primal language into your nape, the nape of your neck.
Damn. Ooh, that kind of sexy right there. Wow. I really like that. That piece was really, really dope. Let me see if I can bring my diva back in here. She may be ready. I'm not sure. Let me check.
I'm right here.
Diva, you still with us?
I am. Yes, I am. I got, Jay, when you first started this piece, and the second you said, running my fingers over your terrain, was it a hilly terrain, or something like that? I was like, ooh, uh-oh. So I get taken a little bit. See, you kind of do some flying like my diva does, and then you have to really, really think about what you're saying and then how your cadence is. And all of a sudden, I kind of fly too. So that was dope. I really like that piece. Every time I hear it, I think I like it a little better. That's what's up.
Yeah, it's when I be writing, I try to imagine, down at ground level. It's almost like when, I'm a photographer. When I take pictures of people who are short, if I take pictures of children, I don't take a picture down from the top. Try to get right down on eye level with them and take a picture then. Mm-hmm. And then if I want the picture person to appear even bigger than what they are, then I drop below their eye level, and it gives them more. I just try to look at the perspective for the form as I'm going through in the word selection.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. You know what? I think I tell you this all the time. It really doesn't matter what you're spitting. It's the way that you sound. You have this sound, a way of spitting your tone and your flow that just puts you in a relaxed state and like in a romantic sense. You sit back and just be like, that's what your voice does, your flow does. And I appreciate that. I really, really do. And I want to thank you for coming through. But before you
mm-hmm.
skate off, we need you to tell us what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio Universe. And what you got going on outside of it?
In the Epiphany Universe, I'll be riding with my partner, Gina Storm. We got the Just Jay and Gina show. We're gonna start opening it up, getting it wider and wider. We have a couple of segments we're gonna start breaking in there to go ahead and then stimulate the poets mentally. Hopefully, some people. people start writing while they're up in there while they're waiting. We don't try to go too fast with the poets. We take our time. Poet comes in. We like to try to get everything that we can out of the poet when they get in there. So if you guys are coming through there, if you got your thing you want to go ahead and push through, or you have a direction you want to head into, we're going to work with y'all. We're going to work with y'all. We're going to make sure we bring everything out of it, though. On Clubhouse, Small House of Poetry has been blowing up. Everybody go out there, go to YouTube, look up Small House of Poetry, and y'all going to see some of these videos that are just out of this world as far as what they're doing, with the what we're doing with the artwork and stuff like that. Saturday we have the kitchen, nothing but speed rounds after speed round of poetry, no conversation really. Then Sunday we're going to have the living room, where you come in there and we're going to sit down and we're going to pick your brain about your piece. About five or six people going to pick your brain about your piece and about yourself. A lot of times poets discover that, just how deeply that they're wrapped into their own pieces, even if they're talking about something that is not concerning their life or nothing they ever did, and they were talking about another situation, we still interweave ourselves into those that we do there. And a lot of times poets really understand who they are once they go ahead and hear that in a panel type set. Oh, and then Monday we got the AM Drive. The AM Drive is a radio show. It's a real radio show now. We've been working on it the same way we're working on the Just Jay and Gina show. We've been working on that, and bam, it is a radio show now. We have formats. We have segments. We do our drops, the whole nine. Y'all need to come check us out over there at 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern, only on Clubhouse, Small House of Poetry.
All right, now. All right. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. Amen. I don't send you on over there to Love Lounge. Got everybody over there sitting back conversing and having a drink or maybe a stogie. Go on over there and enjoy yourself. Thanks for coming.
Hey, y'all. This is all right. I know I came in a little bit rude, but I'm trying to make sure that we keep branding on track so that nobody has no hesitation when they say the Just Jay and Gina show. It just rolls off their tongue. I want to make sure that we're not muddy in the waters on it.
I hear that. Mm.
All right. Well, thank you so much. One love, one mic.
Much love, y'all. Y'all take care.
Lord, my whole screen had disappeared. I don't know where the studio just went. Lordy. Let me see if I can. I got another device that I can log in. Okay. Whew. That was dope. That was dope. I really am a fan of Just Jay. I think he's a dope poet, and he has a really, really great flow, great sense. Oh, there it is. All right, it's back. Oh, we got a treat coming through here. This is someone that I like to call my teachers. But as Mojave says, he comes to me as a rare epiphany. Hey, Rare, how you doing? Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone.
Welcome.
Hey, beautiful.
So good to hear you. And again, you know, you celebrate the whole time, so happy birthday still.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I do. I celebrate all year long. I never stop celebrating my birthday.
You know?
How you doing tonight, love?
Oh, man, I'm doing good. I actually have, I'm usually tied up around this time of night, so I don't ever really get to come. But I had cleared the evening because I had a writer's panel earlier today, and then I just finished the Queen Cipher. It was a live Facebook show for the Five Deadly Disciplines, and I just finished that. And I was like, ooh, they still on at Epiphany. Let me go over jump on.
Well, thank you. I'm tickled that you're here, because it is, you know, just like your name, it's rare that we hear from. Oh, man, I can't believe you are such an amazing poet. Wow.
Absolutely.
So, Diva, I don't know if it's my turn or if it's your turn to ask the question of the evening.
It is mine, Diva.
All right. Well, go ahead.
All right. All right, Diva. We have the question. If you had to be away from your significant other for a long or short period of time, would you take the edge off or wait until they came back?
Oh, I would definitely wait till they came back.
All right.
It's the anticipation.
I guess I'm the only one being with my family. It's all good. It's all good.
Right.
Well, I am, just along with everybody else, super, super excited about hearing what you brought delicious for us to listen to tonight. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to step down off the stage. I'm going to adjust the spotlight on you. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay. All right. This is brand new. I don't even think I've ever said it out loud. If touched you, fingertips on cheeks, thumb tracing the outline of your lips, step closer, press my hips to yours. Pour passion from my eyes, would you rise to the occasion? Would the soft warmth of my lips on yours be enough persuasion for your tongue to come out and play? If I tilted my head, let my undreadful locks drop and cascade on your shoulders, lowered my mouth to your neck, left a trail of wet kisses from collarbone to ear, whispered clear and decisive desires while sucking your entire earlobe slowly, could I wholly gather your attention? If I slide down to my knees, ready, willing, and able to please, the corners of my mouth glistening, inviting you to come inside. Would you guide me to the depth you like? Would you write love notes in the back of my throat, stroke genius quotes I will keep on repeat long after this night is over? If I sway to your screams while I swallow your cream, would you still respect me in the morning? Or would you be angry that I came without a warning sticker, informing you I'm a strong-ass licker and I got proof enough for you to get gone off me? And I'm so used to getting no reciprocity that you ain't even got to work for this. But would you make me dismiss that notion? Would you make me cry a river while you made me come, you an ocean? Would you make me a believer? Turn this giver into a receiver. If I bloom for you like flower, allow you to devour that which I hide away, would I rue the day or would I sing your praises in moans and pants? Would I dance when you're inside me? Would I repeat your name like mantra, like a song that the angels can't even sing? Would all of the things I dreamed love making would be redeemed to me tonight? Would you fight your desires? Should I just continue to admire you from afar? Perhaps the stars in your eyes twinkled for someone other than I. Maybe I am mistaken. Perhaps I am making an unfair assessment of the situation. If I am, then I apologize. It would never be my intention to make you uncomfortable, and I will do my best to resist your irresistible. If.
No. Let me tell you something. I might be sultry, sexy voice diva. No. You? You got me beat by a mile. When you got to on my knee, if I slide to my knees, I was ready to please. I'm like, oh, Lord. I started slipping. I was like, oh, yeah. Man. Yes.
Oh, it's the, would you write love notes in my throat? That's
girl,
the part for me.
Hey now,
that
come
part
on
for me. I'm a special breed, so my mouth kind of started watering when you
salivating.
Said that. Right. Yes, definitely salivating. I had to wipe the corner of my mouth. Shit, that was good. That was delicious. Shit, this is what I'm
if
talking
I'm the voice,
about.
You are
man.
The voice. Hey man.
Oh,
yeah.
Honey, that was the absolutely ball. Delicious. Ooh, Rare. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for coming through. But before we let you go over here to the Love Lounge and have yourself a drink or whatever, you want to tell everybody what you got going on in the world of poetry?
Well, you know, I'm in Atlanta. So if anybody is ever in the Atlanta area, you can kind of catch me everywhere. What I got coming up? I actually have with Jess J that just left on the 19th. I have a feature, an interview with Small House of Poetry on Clubhouse. That's on the 19th. And I also I'm singing for Georgia Cumberland Academy's Alumni Weekend on the 31st. You know, we got Drip Fest in Albany, New York, on the 27th through the 30th. And I have 3 shows in Atlanta on the 22nd, one at Trillith Studios out in Fayetteville for Entrepreneur, and also for an opening of a new venue. I'm doing a promo for Black Marriage event, and then Sisters in the Sisters of the Ten. So, yeah, if you go to my IG, I got a link tree, and I post the events as they come up.
Okay. That's what's up.
Yes. She is an amazing, poet and a beautiful, beautiful spirit. You know I love you, girl. But thank you for coming through.
Yes.
Regardless of how rare it is that we hear from you, it's always going to be an open mic waiting here for you. Right?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Love you too.
One love, one mic.
Man. I told you it's a treat to have her on. She is
always
singing. Oh my God, swoon worthy every time. She's captivating, and I love her to death. I'm trying to tell you, I feel so special tonight. She came through. Ooh. Girl.
Yes.
But Diva, this has been an amazing show. I appreciate riding shotgun with you all the time, girl, because we just make it work. Right. We make it do what it do.
Yes, we do.
And you got any closing words for us?
Listen, I would hope that there are some believers out there. But listen, we need to pray for each other and be kind to one another. It doesn't hurt. You understand what I'm saying? And I just want you guys to be safe, be cool, be calm and collected, all right? And any adversity you face, you're going to make it. You're going to get over that. And I just wanted to encourage people tonight. So that's where I'm coming from. Back to you, Diva.
Thank you. Yes, I share the same sentiments as my diva. I want y'all to continue to love and respect one another. And please, be safe. These germs are still out here getting people, okay? You know, if you don't feel good, stay away from people until you start to feel better, all right? And always, always be kind to yourself, because there is where spirit lies, deep inside your heart. That, everybody. I'm going to say peace, and I'm going to take you out with this.
Trouble little angel, inconsistent, flying blind, most of the
Josephine.